Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, Sam Panionovich, you kind of demand that this song plays even when you enter a room.
Is that true? Really?
I think so. It's powerful, you know?
I'd much rather have the jingle from the top of your show.
Yeah, I don't think you do. Roger can't take that anymore. That was a jingle way before you were born, Sam.
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. I have 2 bits of trivia, too, Dave, so... Mm-hmm. This is actually, one year ago today was the last day I worked for GM.
Oh, well, and I saw you in Vegas. You were signing your deal when I saw you in Vegas last year.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday was my last day, so I'm getting all choked up right now. And I also, you asked Curtis if he had my number. I hired Curtis, Dave. Come on.
I heard that. No, he told me that. When I posted the picture, he told me that. That's pretty cool. Look at you. Look at you. Well, by the way, okay, so Sammy from WGN here is now the host of VSIN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and we invited him to talk about the props and all that other good stuff today. So this is, like, I've been seeing, like, a lot of tutorials on, like, how to bet on the props and stuff that you guys have put out there. First of all, talk to me about, like, what VSIN is all about and how this is going to pretty much spread across the whole country soon.
Yeah, so VSIN was launched February 2017, 2 Super Bowls ago, to sort of be the CNBC of sports wagering, and our investors made a bet. They sort of laid out the foundation for a station that would provide information, education, some entertainment on sort of treating the sports betting industry kind of like the stock market. They called it the CNBC of sports betting because it is a market. It's a bettable market, and now you've got 8 states in the U.S. today that you can do it legally in, and I would guess probably by 2020 you've got about 30 states.
Yeah.
So this is a full-fledged market, very dominant in the offshore markets like Costa Rica, Nicaragua, you've got England and Asia. This is a very popular thing because people, believe it or not, they bet on sports, and they've been doing it for 100 years. Here's some numbers for you. So last year in Nevada, they took a record $158 million on the Super Bowl. $158 million in Nevada, right?
Right.
This year, they estimate $320 million across the country.
That's crazy.
That's legal dollars. That's just legal dollars.
Yeah.
Forget the black market. We're talking, you know, that $320 million is just a little piece of a $6 billion pie. $6 billion will be wagered around the world on tonight's game.
That's crazy. I was talking to State Rep Michael McAuliffe yesterday, our mutual friend, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, it'd probably be legal in Illinois to bet probably in sometime this spring already.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I mean, they introduced the bill. It hasn't been passed yet, but we have a very proactive governor that understands that, hey, the state could use some money. Now, it's not going to change the landscape. Sports betting's not going to save the state. We know that, but it will put more dollars into the pot. And I would be stunned if it's not legal by next football season. That's really the goal from the reps and senators that I've talked to. They want to make it where you can bet on college football and, of course, the Chicago Bears. So I would think the bill would be passed by probably May or June, and then you're ready to walk into a casino or a brick-and-mortar joint probably by August or September.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So now you go on the air tomorrow, probably late morning. So the props that we're talking about, I mean, people bet on everything. I mean, everything. I mean, from the basics to the game to the coin toss, kickoff. Like, what would you say were the top props that we're talking about right now?
Coin toss is huge. People love to bet. They love to bet their hard-earned money on a freaking coin, heads or tails. That's such a popular bet. And we had Jimmy Vaccaro, who used to run the book at a lot of joints in Vegas. One time he told the story that game didn't even kick off and his house lost $40,000 on the coin toss because he was so loaded on heads a couple of years back. But there are your on-field props, and those are the popular ones, like how many completions will Tom Brady have? And that number has been bet up from 25.5 to 27. So you take that number 27, and you either go over or under. If Brady completes 30 passes, you're a winner. If you go over. Now, if you go under and he completes 22, you're a winner there. So that's the number. Every prop has a number, and most of them are over, under. How about the national anthem? Gladys Knight is singing that tonight. National anthem length is a minute 47 seconds. There are people lining up in several markets to go over or under. Dave, you can bet, will she miss a note, yes or no? You can bet on the halftime show. How many songs will Maroon 5 do? 7.5 is the over-under. Will Adam Levine wear a hat, yes or no? And there are thousands of ways. You laugh. No, you laugh, but you can do this.
That's
because
amazing.
You got three kids. You know, the more candy in the candy store, the more candy you're going to have to get. So the more options you have,
that's true.
The more money these books are going to take in and the more money they're going to make. You also have, and this is a very, very popular prop, at the end of the game, what color will the liquid be that is poured on the winning head coach? You can take orange, you could take yellow, red, blue, purple, clear, which is a very popular one this year. The market has swung to clear liquid, which I riddle me how that's happened. Like, there's been a strong move on clear liquid. I don't understand it, but you can bet on so many different things. And if you really think about it, if you go back to Super Bowl 20 with the Bears and the Patriots, the first big prop bet in Las Vegas was, will Refrigerator Perry score a touchdown? That prop changed the game. And, of course, it hit.
Course
it was 20-1. That changed the game.
I'm looking at just some of the – and you got, and there's some basic ones here, and you can go to VSIN.com, and you can look at – I mean, you can literally print off all the props on here that you can bet on. But will there be a safety? Will there be a two-point conversion? Who's the player that's going to call the opening toss? Team to score last in the first half. Will there be a roughing the passer penalty called in the game? And it must be accepted as well. Total downs in the game. I mean, there's basic ones in here, but then you get to some very... What are the most unusual ones, would you say, Sammy?
The cross-sport ones are relatively new. Now, they take like an NBA game, or they take a prominent NBA player. For example, who will have more? LeBron James free throws? Or where was it? I'm flipping through my 32-page packet here. LeBron James free throws missed or Chris Hogan receptions? How about who will have more points? Steph Curry for the Warriors or the Patriots on Sunday? You've got, will James Harden have more free throws or will the Rams have more points in the first half? You want to bet golf. They have some props lined up with golf, like who will have more, Brooks Koepka fourth-round birdies or Brandon Cook's catches? They take two sports and two athletes in these sports, and they cross them up, and you pretty much pick who will have more. But then you've also got your fun props, like the jersey number of the player to score the first touchdown. Is it over or under 26.5? So you have to bust out your rosters and look at which players score touchdowns and what numbers they wear. My favorite prop, and not that I bet this, but my favorite prop because I've racked my brain about this prop for weeks. Tom Brady, you can bet on his longest rush over the course of the game. How long will his longest rush be? It's 2.5 yards. And I'm like, God, he's got to have one rush in him, right? But he's also 41 and he doesn't run anymore. So that's a very perplexing prop. But, but that just goes to show you, Dave, you can bet on anything in this game.
So where are you at on the game in general as far as the Patriots and the Rams? How about you?
I think the Rams are the better team. Let me start by saying that. And there was a chance to take 3 points. So the Rams opened up as a small favorite. This opened up 2 weeks ago. Vegas said the Rams are 1 point better. But right away, what happened? The Patriots won. They beat the Chiefs. And now they're back in the Super Bowl. And it's Brady and it's Belichick and the experience. And they know how to win. They've got a handful of championship rings already. So the market has swung. If the Patriots were a stock, it's pretty much at its peak right now because the perception on them has changed so much. A month ago, they were labeled for dead, and now here we go.
Right, that's true.
They're favored to win the game. I think the Rams, remember, they were the preseason favorite. They have a better defense, and I think they're more balanced on offense. I think the recency bias has affected the market, and that's what it is. It's a market. People bet numbers. That's really what it is. I think the Rams are the better team, and I think the wrong team is favored. But at the end of the day, when I bet against the Patriots, I have to beat Brady and Belichick. And as you know, that's not an easy task.
No, not at all. What, like, you're going to go on the air today. Like, and typically when you're on the air 5 days a week, talking for hours on the air, like, what is a typical show for you? Like, what are you talking about? What are you telling people? Are you giving people tips? Are you making them aware of things that are happening? Like, tell me what goes on the VSIN
network. Yeah, so we have educational segments. We talk to a lot of sports book directors. We ask them how these lines are made. Why is this line a certain way? Why has this line moved? And then we'll have, you know, beat writers on. For example, we've been following this LeBron James clown for a month. When is he going to play? Because injuries are very important. Every player that's a good player can move the point spread. Like, if LeBron plays, say the Lakers are a 3-point favorite. If LeBron's not playing, the Lakers could be a 6-point underdog. That's how important he is to the line. So we explain the market, but we also like to, you know, have a little bit of fun. And we bring on professional bettors and we bring on odds makers, and we sort of try and saturate the station with, like, I use it as the triangle, the education, the information, but also the entertainment. We try and explain every which way you can bet games, but why you should approach things a certain way. So it's really, you know, we're not touts. We don't sell picks. We don't give out 10-star locks of the year. It's really an education station on the fastest-growing industry in sports.
You were talking about the investors behind it all. It's the Musburgers, both of them.
Yes, sir. Brent Musburger, longtime Chicago broadcaster. Of course, yeah. Went to Northwestern and worked at Channel 2, also wrote for the Chicago American, and had a very, very successful career broadcasting games, basketball and football, and his brother Todd and his nephew Brian. So they came out here into the desert early 2017, and it's full steam ahead. But, yeah, this was a Chicago-centric idea, and Bill Ady, who used to work for Tribune, is our chief operating officer. So there's a lot of Chicago connections here, and I think that's why it made it so easy for me to move.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. Obviously the most important bet is the score of the game. What would be second? What would be third as far as, like, the biggest things that you can bet on where you can actually make a lot of money?
Well, for example, you can take, like, they have these index props. And what an index prop is, it's one wager, but there are several outcomes. The way that you can look at some of these is, like, the player to score the first touchdown. There's a price on every player. Now, Sony Michel, the Patriots running back, is the favorite right now, so he's 6-1. So if you bet $100 on Sony Michel and he goes into the end zone first, that pays you $600. These are props, though. These index props, you can bet a little to win a lot. Now, Rob Gronkowski, the big Patriot tight end, he's 12-1. Tom Brady. Dave, if you bet Tom Brady and they get down to the one-yard line and he sneaks over the goal line, Tom Brady is 60-1 to score the first touchdown. That's like double the roulette number almost. So
you can
play things like that, and then you can play pick the final score for the Patriots. If you think the Patriots are going to get shut out, which they probably won't, it is 300-1. If you think the Patriots are going to score 42 points, 25-1. If you think the Rams get only a field goal, it's 80-1. So you can pick several different options on all these index props, and it logistically is a very small wager to win a lot. Also, the game MVP is popular too, even though at the end of the day, most times, it's the winning quarterback. Like the kicker to win the MVP is 100-1. My kicker's never won it, but hey, that's a nice price, right?
Yeah. So if you're you're betting, let's just say, what is the average bet? Like, is it pretty low? Is it $20? Is it $50? Like, when people are betting, what would be the average bet? You're betting $100 on something, $200, $500, $50? Like, what's kind of the norm?
I don't know who just popped in with 50, but that's 50 is probably the average wager. If you want to even kick it up to 100, I would say that would be the average wager, but that doesn't mean it's the biggest wager. There's a bettor who's been going across Vegas in the last 48 hours. He's bet $3.8 million on the Rams money line, on the Rams to win the game. $3.8 million. I could buy a stake of GN Radio with that money. $3.8 million on a football game.
Wow. Wow. Stake of GN Radio? That would be, yeah, $3.8 million. That'd be a good deposit, right?
I'd buy your show out, and I'd elevate you to a better time slot. That's for sure.
Nice. You're so funny. So today, you'll be on the air, and people can catch it from here, though, too, right?
Yeah, XM Radio, Channel 204. So I'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on, let me do the math here, 9 to 11 Pacific, so that's 11 to 1 Chicago.
You got
time,
it. Yep.
Mark,
uh-huh.
I believe. Yeah. So. Yep. So 9 to 11 tomorrow, getting ready for the big game, and then we're going to be on all day. I think we're on from 7 in the morning out here on the West Coast until the game is final. And during the game, we're going to talk about a lot of the live betting, because when the game kicks off out here in Vegas, you can bet at any specific point of the game. Say the Patriots go up 14-0, there's a new point spread. You know, after every big play, the line moves. So it's an all-day deal. It's the biggest day of the year for gamblers, and we're ready to tackle it from wire to wire.
Last question for you. Jeff and I are going to talk Super Bowl commercials in a little bit. Are the commercials part of this as well?
I haven't seen any props in Vegas about that. I did see, though, there's a prop. Will Mick Jagger show up at halftime? It's like 5-1. Because Maroon 5 does a song, Moves Like Jagger. And that's something you can bet on. I'm sure they can.
Wow.
I've seen props in years past about Budweiser. Like, will the Clydesdales show up? Or will GoDaddy get fined for their commercial? You know, like it's something that I haven't seen yet this year. But remember, every book is different and all the options are different. I haven't seen any yet, but I'm sure if you search around or call your guy, I'm sure you could find something.
There's one on the SpongeBob thing that Curtis was talking to me about, that there might be an appearance of SpongeBob.
Yeah, they were going to do a tribute to the SpongeBob creator, possibly. I saw a few articles about that popping up on social media, that it might be confirmed if they might perform a song or two from the TV series.
So,
leave the SpongeBob talk to Curtis, Dave.
Probably a good move. Sam Panayotovich, buddy, thank you so much for staying up late, and have a great show tomorrow, and go Rams.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Take care, bud.